97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. After preparing for nearly a year, band students from Lincoln and Port Edwards High Schools enjoyed a trip to Hawaii in early December. They were there to perform at Pearl Harbor in honor of Pearl Harbor Day. Port Edwards Band Director Emily Anderson said they took up almost two flights between the 100 students and around 60 chaperones and parents.
It was fun to see all the kids that have never been on a plane before, just experience that.
The group toured the island on their first day, stopping at lookout sites, beaches, and a visit to the Dole Plantation to see how pineapples and macadamia nuts are grown. The second day, they visited the Polynesian Cultural Center. Anderson said many students enjoyed this tourist day the most.
There was one grand performance that night that had all of the different cultural dances. They had their outfits. They had fire dancing. Like, there was a whole big experience that night.
On December 7th, the students marched and performed in the holiday parade. It being the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II, Anderson explained the parade was an even grander affair.
Everyone was clapping along. Everyone loves On Wisconsin. And it was just so cool to see how excited everyone was.
On December 8th, students were taken by boat to the USS Arizona Memorial in Pearl Harbor for a tour.
It was just another level that I think they have never experienced before, and it was great for them to see.
Afterwards, they performed on the USS Missouri. And toured the battleship. The group arrived home to a snowstorm on December 10th. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. IRA home energy rebates will again be available in 2026. During the first year of these programs, Wisconsin households have already received more than $6 million in rebates and incentives for energy efficiency upgrades. The Home Efficiency Rebate Program, or HOMES, is open to all homeowners, and the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate Program, or HEAR, is open to low and moderate income households. These two programs will continue to offer rebates in 2026 under the Inflation Reduction Act. Wisconsin was allocated $149 million for energy-saving home improvements, including insulation and efficient heating and cooling equipment. Income-qualified households make it up to 100% of project costs covered. Focus on Energy administers these programs, and you can find more information on their website, focusonenergy.com. Many homes and business owners are receiving their property tax bills. To be considered on time, they need to be postmarked by January 31st. It's commonly believed that when you drop a piece of mail off at the post office, it receives a postmark with that date. Beginning in August of this year, the U.S. Post Office implemented regional transportation optimization, meaning your mail is taken to a regional processing facility before it's postmarked. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher recommends paying your property tax bills in person or getting them into the mail early.
I would always do it as soon as possible. I know that that's not always easy. Got to have the money in order to send the check. But January 31st is the deadline.
You can request a manual postmark at the office window or pay for postage in person, which includes the date of acceptance. Wisconsin ratepayers are still paying off nearly $1 billion for stranded assets, power plants that have been retired or soon will be. That's according to new reporting from Wisconsin Watch that finds some customers, including both residents and businesses, are on the hook for debt plus a rate of return. Some of those plants include Oak Creek in southeastern Wisconsin, along with a plant in the Upper Peninsula. Consumer advocates say utility companies were encouraged to, quote, overcommit, unquote, to coal, drawing parallels as utility companies are now preparing to handle a surge in demand to power data center projects across the state. According to the report, We Energies alone is seeking to add capacity with enough energy to power more than 2 million homes. However, it will largely serve a Microsoft data center in southeastern Wisconsin. Even though it's winter, there are still farmers markets in the area. The Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market takes place on Saturdays from 9 to 1. It's located in the Moravian Church basement, and they have an elevator. In addition to microgreens, canned goods, and grass-fed meats, there are also small businesses selling crafts. The newly formed Marshfield Farmers Market Cooperative will open in January. It'll be held at the 2nd Street Community Center on Saturdays from 9 to 2, beginning on January 10th. The Portage County Park's downhill ski area at Standing Rocks Park is set to open for the season next weekend. Located at 7782 Standing Rocks Road in Stevens Point, the ski area will open on Saturday, December 27th. Hours of operation are from 11 to 4. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Packers take on the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. One of the greatest rivalries in sports, the Packers and Bears in Chicago. It's been a while since both teams had a shot at the postseason. Matt LaFleur on what to expect.
I think it'll be like the first time we went down there in 2019 to open up the season. I think it's going to be electric. I'm sure they're going to have the big baritone national anthem guy out there and piping it away. I think it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. It's playoff football atmosphere, so it'll be fun.
Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7:20 tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Raptors, 111-105. Milwaukee's lost 7 of their last 10 games. They'll play the Timberwolves in Minnesota Sunday night. Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin hosts Villanova. Women's college volleyball. The match lasted 5 long sets. Wisconsin coming up short. They were eliminated by number 1 ranked Kentucky, 3-2. Wisconsin finished the season with a record of 28-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with temperatures in the mid to upper teens by late afternoon. Tonight, temperatures will actually rise through the night. It'll be mostly cloudy. We could catch a few snowflakes late tonight, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 20s to low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.